不在历史里面，我们要往前走。
But we cannot live in the past, nor can we linger in the past.
因为昨天对我们是个拦阻。
For yesterday becomes a prohibiting factor.
昨天的生活不外乎得胜或者失败这两个可能。
The past, we're in two categories. One, success, the other, failure.
如果我们老是想到昨天的得胜，我们就会一个人被自己的所谓得胜陶醉了。就飘飘然了，就忘记自己了，就忽略了今天应当的努力。
If we keep thinking about yesterday's past, our successes, then we will be enjoying ourselves and we will overlook what we need to do today.
如果昨天是失败，老是回头看失败的呢，今天就灰心丧胆，也不能走今天的路。
If yesterday I failed, by keeping thinking about the past, I will be so disappointed and discouraged that I have no energy to move forward.
所以保罗告诉我们说要忘记背后。
Therefore, Paul says that we need to forget the past.
这第一个拦阻我们就是昨天。
So the first factor that prohibits us from moving forward is yesterday.
第二就是人的恶，别人的坏处。
Secondly, and that is other people's bad points.
我们常常提到神的话说，爱是不计算人的恶。
We know that the Bible tells us to love is not to remember others' shortcomings.
那个计算啊，在希腊文里面是累积，一直算，今天、昨天一直加加加起来，累积起来的恶，把别人的坏一样样的加在那里，累积起来，这个是最坏的。
In the original Greek version, to remember is to accumulate, to account for other people's shortcomings, and to remember and to add them up together.
我们不要计算人的恶的时候，就是把人的恶忘记了，人的坏处统统忘记，赦免了，原谅了，饶恕了，不再纪念。
And therefore, for other people's shortcomings, what we need to do is to forget about them.
否则的话，老是想到别人的坏处，会影响我们今天的往前走的道路。
Otherwise, by merely remembering others' shortcomings, it will prevent us from moving ahead and progress.
这也是背后的东西。
This is also something that is behind me.
第三，就是我的良善，我的好处。
And thirdly, my own good points.
我们人的良善，基督徒的良善，都是基督生命的流露。
We know that in order for a Christian to have any good at all, that is merely a manifestation of Christ himself.
我们基督徒的良善一点都没有可夸口的。
And therefore Christians have nothing to be boastful of himself.
是因为这位基督，良善的基督住在我心里面，所以我的生活自然良善。我如果有不良善生活，就违背他的神性，我就没有平安。
It is because of Christ himself that Christians are able to manifest goodness.
所以我的良善应当不要老是放在心上，否则也会影响今天的道路。
Therefore, I should no longer remember about the good deeds that I have done in the past. Otherwise, it will prevent me from moving ahead.
有一位英国的斯布珍，这个英国 Spurgeon 这位传道人，他有一句名言。
Spurgeon, a great English evangelist, he said,
他说宇宙中间呢，这日历只有三张纸。
He said in the universe, in the universal calendar, there are only three sheets.
一张叫做现在。
One is today, now.
一张叫做昨天。
One is yesterday.
一张叫做明天。
And then another sheet is tomorrow.
整个宇宙的日历不过三张，就是一张昨天，一张是明天，一张是前天。
Therefore, the calendar is only of three sheets, yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
那个现在，今天那一张的是属于神的。
The one that is today, that belongs to God.
因为圣经说，耶稣基督是昨日、今日、直到永远是一样的。
Because the Bible tells us that God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
是一样的是什么意思呢？
And what does that mean to be the same?
是永远是现今的，永远是现在的。
And that means to God, every day is now.
神没有过去，谁也没有未来。
God does not have the past, nor does he have future.
因为神是超越时间的。
Because God transcends time dimension.
如果神还有一个过去，还有未来，那神还有一个幼稚时期，还有一个衰老时期的变成。因为神没有，神永远是现在的，永远是现在。
If God has past and future, then God is aging, but now God is always in the present.
但是所以说神说的话永远是兑现的，永远是现在的，永远是今天的。
Therefore, we know that everything that God says always carries the present tense. It is always true.
在那个哥哥他有三个十字架，耶稣在中间，两边两个强盗挂在上面。
In Golgotha, when Jesus was crucified on the cross, there were two robbers on each side.
你记得那个悔改的强盗说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And one of them repented and said, Jesus, when your kingdom come, please remember me.
他是耶稣说，我实在告诉你，今天，就现在，今天你要同我在乐园里。
And Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you will be with me today in heaven.
神是永远是注重今天的。
And therefore, God emphasizes on today.
你现在信，今天就得救。
And if you believe now, now you are saved.
不要等到明天。
Do not wait till tomorrow.
你今天一信，天堂就是你的。
If you believe now, then the heaven is yours.
不必等到将来。
Do not have to wait till tomorrow.
因为一个人罪得到赦免，他就是活在天堂里面。
When a person, his sin is forgiven, then he lives in paradise.
所以今天这个日历是属于神的。
Therefore today, that belongs to God.
但人的日历呢，就是昨天。
But in man's calendar, we have yesterday.
人老是想到昨天的事情。
We oftentimes think about yesterday.
在路加福音十六章里面。
In Luke chapter 16,
有一个财主死后下到阴间。
There's a wealthy man and he died and he went to hell.
哦，阴间那个有火在烧啊，非常痛苦。
And there we know that the eternal fire is burning.
他就举目望天，看见亚伯拉罕在天上。
And he saw Abraham.
他求亚伯拉罕差遣拉撒路来蘸点水凉凉他的舌头。
And he prayed to Abraham to send Lazarus to get some water to wet his tongue.
但这个时候亚伯拉罕怎么说呢？他说：“我儿，你当回想，你要回想，你生前也享过福，拉撒路受过苦。”
And Abraham said, "Now you need to think and reminisce about the past you have enjoyed so much, and yet Lazarus he suffered."
这个回想是人的日子。
Therefore, we know that we human like to think about the past.
老是想到过去的。
We like to think about the past.
所以我们说，在地狱里面，它是没有明天的。
Therefore, we say that in hell there is no tomorrow.
地狱里面永远都是回响，它没有前景，没有远景，它没有希望。
In hell, there is no future, there is no hope. They only have the past.
那么还有一个日历，就是明天是谁的呢？
There is yet another sheet of the calendar, and that is tomorrow. Who does that belong to?
那是撒旦。
And that belongs to Satan.
魔鬼最厉害的方法叫你说还有明天，还有明天，今天不必信，明天再说。
And the most effective tool used by Satan is to say there is tomorrow, therefore you don't have to believe now.
你看旧约时代那个法老王，他是个代表魔鬼的一个人。
We know in the Old Testament King Pharaoh, he represented Satan.
当摩西奉差遣要求他把以色列人释放出来。
When Moses, sent by God toAs King Pharaoh to set free the Israelites.
那个法老王一再说，明天你们可以去，明天你们可以，都讲到明天，不是今天。
And Pharaoh say, "Well, you can leave tomorrow." He always postponed to tomorrow.
所以说这个日历啊，宇宙日只有三张，昨天的是属于人的，今天的属于神的，明天的属于魔鬼。
Therefore, in this universal calendar, there are only three sheets. Yesterday belonged to man.Today belongs to God, and tomorrow belongs to Satan.
所以要忘记背后，这是人的弱点。常常想到背后，昨天，把它忘记了。
Therefore, we need to forget about the past because that is the weakness of humans.
除了前进之外，第二个呢，要直进，往前走，直进。
Besides moving ahead, we also need to move straight ahead.
我们常常说，两点之间呢，最短的距离啊，是条直线。
We often say that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line.
我们要走直道。
We have to move straight ahead.
不要走弯曲的道路。
Let us not take winding paths.
只有走个直线最容易走到标杆。
Because only by moving in a straightward manner, we can get to the goal.
我们的主耶稣是走直路的人。
We know Jesus Christ, he moved in a straight manner.
在路加福音书四章里面，耶稣在拿撒勒他家乡讲道。
In Luke chapter 4, when Jesus was in Nazareth preaching,
他讲了一些恩言，他们就很爱听。
He talked about a lot of kind words, and everybody well received that.
后来他讲了实话，讲老实话，他们就气了，要打，要把他从山上推下去。
And later on, when he went into the facts, he confronted them with the shortcomings, and they were mad, and they wanted to push him away.
那耶稣什么样的态度呢？
And what was the attitude that Jesus had?
圣经说耶稣从他们中间直行过去了，直走。
And the Bible says that Jesus moved straight out of the group.
他没有躲躲闪闪的，没有。
He did not try to take a winding or a short in a deviating manner.
主就是走直线的道路。
Our Lord, he moved in a straightward manner.
当他备受审问的时候，
When he was judged,
那个大祭司盖亚法问他说：“你是上帝的儿子吗？”
And the chief priest said, "Are you the son of God?"
他说：“你说的是。”
And he said, "What you said is true."
当那个比拉多问他说：“你是以色列的王吗？”
And when Pilate said, "Are you the king of the Israel?"
他说：“你说的是。”
And he said, "What you said is true."
他是说直话的人。
And he says the truth.
他是走直路的人。
He walks in a straight
road. 他是个直进的人，往前进，直进。
And he moves straight ahead.
你看，主从来没有走弯弯曲曲的路。
We know that our Lord never moved about in a winding manner.
主是个正直的人。
He is a straight man.
他说正直的话。
And therefore he speaks the truth.
做正直的事情。
And he does things that are proper.
这个叫做不走弯道。
And this is what we call not taking a winding path.
我们今天基督徒常常喜欢走弯弯曲曲的道路。
Today we Christians sometimes take a winding path.
说一些自以为很聪明的委委婉婉的话。
And we oftentimes try to be very tactful.
我们怕得罪人，结果就讲些弯弯曲曲的话。
In order that we think we do not want to offend someone, therefore we try to be very tactful and beat around the bushes.
我们不敢从爱心说实话。
We dare not speak the truth in love.
因为说实话就可能给自己找来很多麻烦。
Because when we speak the truth, we may have a lot of problems.
为了体贴自己的肉体，我们不惜牺牲原则。
In order to make it easy for ourselves, that no one will attack or dislike us, we sacrifice the truth, we compromise the truth.
我们都违反这个原则，不走直径的道路。
And therefore, we have not done what is needed here, and that is not moving in a straight manner.
看到弟兄姊妹有错，也不肯当面给他洗脚，就背后论断。
If we see someone has done something wrong, we don't dare to confront him, we instead talk in his back.
我们不敢走直路。
We do not dare to take the straight path.
我们很喜欢走弯弯曲曲的道路。
We like to take this winding path.
做暗中的事情不肯光明正大。
We do not dare to do something in the light. We do them in the darkness, in the
back. 这样的生活态度永远不能够走向完全。
We know if we continue that, we will never be getting closer to perfection.
这次我回到台湾去有一个月的工作。
I went back to Taiwan for a month.
有一位姊妹给我谈起啊，就是有一年日本，我到日本去工作的事情。
And one sister said to me, you know, remember one time that I was in Japan.
将近有十三年以前。
This was about 13 years ago.
日本在东京的教会，日本的教会跟华侨的教会啊，第一次联合布道。
And there was a evangelistic meeting among the Japanese and the Chinese there in Tokyo.
那时候 Peter 的姨妈还在那主持这个工作。
At that time, Peter's aunt was organizing this work.
那么他们就想到啊，请一个中国的传道人去主持那个第一次中日教会联合的布道会。
At that time, they thought about asking a Chinese minister to organize and to preach.
那么选到什么人呢？
And who did they pick?
就有人推荐说我去。
Someone has suggested that they pick me.
那么日本人他比较谨慎，他说我要去看看这寇某人的教会到底怎么样。
And the Japanese, they were very careful. They say, let me take a look at his church.
就派了三个代表到台北来了。
And so they have sent three representatives to Taipei.
那我们基督之家是在那个实践堂聚会哈。
And Home of Christ there, we were meeting in a auditorium there.
我们那个全盛的时候啊，就一千多人坐在那儿，楼上楼下外面都坐满人。
And when we have our Sunday worships, we have over 1,000 people.
那这三个日本人来了。
And the three Japanese came.
那么他们介绍给我认识了。
And so they were introduced.
那么他不会讲中国话。
They did not know how to speak Chinese. And I don't speak Japanese. Therefore, we spoke in English. Now, there were two that did not understand English. One could speak English. But when we started to talk in English, I could not understand his English. We found a sister who could speak Japanese. So we started to talk.
把我们的教会查得非常仔细, 从信仰以及到教会的这个会友的成分什么种种问了很多了。
And they were very detailed in their questioning, talking about her faith, her beliefs, and also about the constituents.
后来决定就请我去做讲员。
Finally, they decided to ask me to be their speaker.
那么第一天这个大会的时候，这个开会的时候，那个主席啊，日本那个联合会的主席就介绍讲员。
Therefore, the first day of the opening meeting, they were introducing the speaker. And they said, this is the first joint meeting among the Japanese and the Chinese Christians. And we have asked a Chinese preacher to be the speaker tonight. And we are very happy.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为中日两国啊,
because the Chinese and the Japanese are like brothers.
就讲到我们是同文同种什么文化方面历史方面地理方种种的相同的地方讲了很多
and, they brought about, and then he went into a lot of differences, similarities between the culture, the geographical similarities and the races, so on
一直强调说中国日本两个是个最和谐的民族 哎呀就兄弟之邦怎么强调这个道理
and kept emphasizing how harmonious that the Japanese and the Chinese had been.
然后轮到我来讲话,
and then it was my turn to talk.
我就走直径，我就走直路了，我就说直话。
Then I spoke in a very straightforward manner.
我说我是中国的东北的人。
I said I am from the northeast of China.
自从918以来啊, 我对你们日本人那就印象深刻, 我说。
I said, ever since the Japanese and Chinese conflict, I have a very deep impression for the Japanese.
我从小到长大, 可以说一直都是在你们日本人逼迫下长大的。
And ever since I was little, up to now, I remember all these persecutions.
不是你刚才这个主席拼命讲中日两国怎么好怎么好，在我印象中一点都不好，我说。
And therefore I said, you know, the chairman has been talking about how harmonious the Chinese and the Japanese have been, but in my recollection, I don't remember anything like that.
我就引用那个Tom B, 英国的Tom B一句话,
and I quoted from Tom B,
这是历史学家,
historian.
他说, Einstein give us neighborhood, but Christ make us brotherhood. 这个Einstein把我们变成一种邻舍的关系, 但是基督把我们变成弟兄的关系。
Einstein gave us neighborhood, and Christ gave us brotherhood.
那么我是说, 假如你说, Einstein代表科学, 科学能够把这个世界缩短, 好像大家变成邻舍了, 邻居了。
Now, Einstein, a scientist, if we say that science has brought us together in a geographically location,
但是邻舍关系有什么用呢?
But What good is it if we are so close in proximity?
你看今天那个大building里面呢，这邻舍住在隔壁房子，老死不相往来，姓什么都不知道，做邻居不认识。And
today in many of the high-rise dwellings, we know we live very close by, yet we don't know one another.
那个公寓里面有的时候你看那个老太太、老先生住在里面一个人，哎呀，几天不出来，他可能死在里面，都没人知道。And
in the apartments, if someone had died, probably the neighbors would not know.
你是看一天那个牛奶瓶几瓶放在那没有拿，报纸几天没有拿，他可能就死在里面了，没有人知道他。
And sometimes if you see that at the door there are a lot of milk or delivery or newspapers, maybe the person has died and no one would know.
这种 neighborhood 有什么用呢?
And so what good is to be close in proximity?
要紧是 brotherhood, 要真正变成弟兄的关系才是宝贝。
The important thing is brotherhood, in order to have that type of relationship, and that is the important part.
我告诉那些日本人，我说今天我到你们这来布道，不是因为我们是中日什么友邦啊，是因为我们是在主里面都是弟兄的关系，我才来。
And therefore, I said to the Japanese, I said, today the reason that I'm here, not because that the Chinese and the Japanese have been brothers all these years, or that we are neighbors, but the reason is that God has put us to become brothers.
因为灵舍关系, 我绝对不来, 弟兄的关系, 我才来布道。
If it is because of our close proximity, I would not have come. But it is because of the relation that we have in Christ, we are brothers, that I have come.
那天我就讲到那个有一些弟兄的关系, 跟世界里面弟兄, 跟主里的弟兄不同的地方。
And that day, I outlined the differences between brotherhood in the world and also brotherhood in Christ.
我讲到路加福音书第十五章里那个大儿子跟小儿子，啊，人看他是弟兄，那是属肉体的弟兄，没有用。
I talk about in Luke, it talk about the two brothers, and in a world eyes, they are brothers by blood, but it is useless.
但是今天我们在基督里面不分国度了，啊，不分种族了，不分阶级了，不分各种社会不同的背景，文化并不同。 在基督里, all one in Christ, 在基督里成为一体,
but today we are brothers in Christ, regardless of a nationality, race, and that is the important thing, and that is we are united to be one in Christ.
那天, 第一天晚上不知道为很多人决志,
so there were a lot of people that made decisions that night.
我收到一个日本大学生, 他是地大, 帝国大学的一个, 写一个英文的信, 外面写三个字, 中国字, 感谢状, 啊, 状, 感谢状, 写个给我。
And I also met the Japanese college student, and he wrote in something on an envelope saying a certificate of appreciation.
他说不错，他你讲到我们在主里面是弟兄关系。
And he said, you are right, you talked about that in Christ we are brothers.
但是我这个日本的弟兄应当向你的中国弟兄道歉，因为在过去至少在第二次大战的时候，我们使你们中国人受了很多的苦。
He said, but as a Japanese brother, I ought to apologize to the Chinese brothers, for during World War II, we have caused a lot of suffering among the Chinese.
我觉得在我的经验里面，说直话，走直路，更容易把人的关系缩短。Therefore,
in my own experience, I feel that by walking in a straightward manner, and by speaking the truth, I feel that can improve human relations.
所以我们应当不要走弯道，什么话就直说，啊，做直说，主喜欢这样的人。
Therefore, let us not beat around the bushes and try to be tactful.
你记得那个,
I think the Lord likes us to be honest.
你记得那个拿单业吗? 他居然对耶稣不礼貌，说拿撒勒出什么好的？主说这个人好，他心里没有诡诈。嗯,
Remember Nathaniel? And when he talked about Jesus, he said, what good can come out of Nazareth? And Jesus, like him, Jesus said, this man, he speaks the truth.
在我们侍奉主的短短的年日里面，已经充分地看见一件事实， 就是神所祝福的人就是没有诡诈。Therefore,
in the experience of serving the Lord, we have noticed that those who really serve the Lord, they are the ones that do not have anything hidden.
所以除了前进，还要直进。Therefore,
besides moving forward, we also need to take the straight way.
第三要上进，往上看。
Thirdly, we need to move upward.
就是要多思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。保罗告诉我们。
And that is, Paul says, we need to be considerate of the things above, and not to just think about the things on earth.
所谓上进呢，就是任何事情要联系到元首耶稣基督。
In order to be moving upward, and that is to everything to be able to coordinate it and to be connected to the head, Jesus Christ.
保罗说我们要用爱心说实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，连到上面去。
Paul says you have to speak the truth in love and in everything so that everything that you do will move upward and to be connected to Christ the head.
这个上进不是我们世界一般讲啊，追求上进要多做好人做好事那个上进。
Therefore, when we say moving upward, we're not merely saying that we attain better and better, higher and higher social and positional status.
因为一个人如果不信耶稣基督，你没有办法做好人做好事，做也做不得不完全。Because
if a person does not believe in Christ, then there is no way that he can be perfected.
我们这里所讲的上进， 就是完全把我们的眼睛定睛在上面的耶稣基督身上。
Therefore, here we say, moving upward, we are saying, set our eyes on Jesus Christ.
不管遭遇什么事情，想到主必定负我的责任。
No matter what happens, let us be mindful of the fact that God Himself will be responsible for us.
只要我向主负责。
As long as I can be accounted to God.
这两句话不要忘记。
Let us not forget that.
主必定负我的责任。
God will be responsible for me.
要紧是我要向主负责。
As long as I can be accounted for before Christ.
如果我不向主负责, 主也不能负我的责任。
If I'm not responsible toward God, then He will not be responsible for me.
所谓向主负责, 任何事情都可以带到主面前来, 让主来判断, 来审定, 这是不是合乎主的意思。
How is it that I can account everything before the Lord, and that is everything that I have or that happened to me, I bring that to God and let Him judge and let Him decide for me.
我个人有一个小的经历,
I have an experience.
这想起来很多年前了, 那个时候我还在, 还没有全时间侍奉主。
This was many years ago before I even went into full-time ministry.
那时候蒙恩年日也不久, 30多年前。
This was over 30 years ago. I haven't been a Christian long.
今天许牧师在这里, 啊?
Reverend Xu is with us today.
那个时候开始的时候，我们都在带着职业来侍奉。
At that time, we were all serving as layman status.
那个时候我们都在一位年长的一位弟兄带领我们查经啊，学习侍奉。
There was an elderly brother who was helping us and coaching us.
那时候平常我在一个机关里面做事情。
And I work in an organization.
我做的工作是主任秘书的工作。
And I was in secretary, executive secretary.
有一天我那个总主管呢，总经理，他叫我去找新竹，我们的台湾到新竹，到新竹县去看那个县长，要接洽一件公事。
And one time I had to, for business sakes, go to 新竹 and to contact someone.
那么一上午我就去了，带着公事去接洽。
And so I brought along the business and I went.
那么在旅途上就带一本小本的英文圣经啊，就带在身上。
And I had an English Bible with me.
那么一路上就看看圣经，很高兴的就到了新竹啊。
And I was reading the Bible and very happy. I was in a good mood and I got to 新竹.
然后把这工作办好了。
And I finished what I was supposed to do.
我是坐火车去的啊。
I was taking the train.
那么下午就坐火车回来。
So I took the train back.
这上火车时候发生一件事情。
Something happened.
我一上火车一对号，一看，哎，我那个位置上啊，有一个年轻的一个女太太坐在那儿带一个孩子。Now
coming back, I found out that someone had occupied my seat, a lady with a child.
她在旁边坐一位年长的一位女太太。There's
also another elderly lady.
那么我就把这个票给她看看啦，就是说这个位置是我的吧，给她看看票。So
I showed them my ticket and said that seat belonged to me.
哎，一看这位，哎，这个年轻人就把孩子抱站，说，哎，我让你，他说我让你，站起来了。And
so this young lady got up with the baby.
那我就也不懂啊，他为什么坐在我的位置上？那我正在犹豫要不要坐下来呢？
And I was hesitating whether I should sit down or not.
旁边他那位年长一点的那个女太太马上站起来，她说好，我让你坐。她让这位年轻的坐，她就站起来，站在旁边。
And then the other elderly lady, she got up and she said, I'll let you have, saying to the young lady, you can have my seat.
所以我当时也不晓得该怎么处理，那我是我的位子嘛，啊，他那个要让他就让好了，我就坐下来了，我就坐下来了。
And I didn't know what to do. I figured, well, that was my seat, so I went ahead and sat down.
哎，这一坐下来麻烦来了啊。And
as soon as I sat down, then trouble came.
这位让位给这个年轻的这位年长一点的，他就站拉着这个站在了旁边。
And they were holding on to the rail.
我就坐在他这个位置上。
And I was sitting there.
他们俩就交通起来了。
And the two of them were talking.
他们交通的题目是什么呢？
And what were they talking about?
讲礼貌的问题。
And they were talking about manners.
这个年长说他我啊跑码头跑了多少码头走了很多地方。
And this elderly lady said, I have been to so many places.
从来没有看见台湾怎么不讲礼貌。
I have never seen like what people in Taiwan are so impolite.
所以一个大男人也不让位给女人的。
A gentleman, yet he does not even let a lady have a seat.
我坐在这儿，他就在我头上这么向我讲话。
And there I was sitting there, and she was towering over me saying that.
那个时候我就蒙恩年日也不多了。
And at that time, I hadn't been a Christian long.
咱这个肉体还很活动啊。
So I still acted according to the flesh.
听到这样讲，心里当然不高兴了，是吧？
So when I heard this, of course I was mad.
本来要想让位的了。
At first, I was considering the possibility of giving up the seat.
我就偏不让, 是我的位置,
now, when she said that, then I felt that I should not give up the seat. I was mad.
她一看这样刺激不动我了,我就麻木不灵了,她就越来越重, 一直讲, 一直骂, 一直骂。
And she noticed that it seemed like it did not have any effect, so she used stronger words.
她越骂我越不理她。
And the more she talked, and the more I paid no attention to her.
但是一件事情发生,
but one thing happened. And this lady, she said
that. 她这还要说一句话,
and she still had to say something.
她这还像话,
她说话, and said, now this is better.
这还像话,
this is more like it.
一说这还像话说,哎,我心里实在不高兴,这让你的,你还要说我的坏话,
And that really upset me because I had given up the seat. Yes, she said, this is more like it, so I was getting mad.
但是很奇妙, 一回到家里,
so after I got home,
一祷告,
I prayed,
神的话出来了,
and God's words came to me.
就是我口袋这本, King James Version, 你们打开一看, 就是一句什么话呢?
And I opened up this pocket Bible, King James Version, and it said to me,
这是约翰福音第一章第一节,
John chapter 1, verse 1,
说太初有道,
In the beginning is the Word,
道与神同在,
and the Word was with God,
道就是神,
and the Word is God.
In the beginning was the Word. 你看, 这提出了有个话, 神就是话,
and therefore we know that God is the Word.
他说这才像话, 就是像神的意思。 所以你很难翻译。
Therefore when he said, this was more like it, he was really saying this was more like God, or more godly.
我说不错,他骂得对,这才像话,像话,话就是神嘛,我们不像话就是不像神了,知道吧?
And therefore, when we are not acting like it, this it here in Chinese is saying like word, and so we are not God-like when we are not acting like word.
这个叫做凡事长进连于元首基督,任何事情发生绝非偶然,对我们基督徒来说。
Therefore, anything that can happen to a Christian is never accidental. Therefore, let us be mindful of the fact that all things have to work together in order to be connected toward Christ, the head.
我们若肯冷静一下,想一想, 甚至于外邦人对我们的责备, 许多话都有神的美意在里面。
If we can only allow ourselves to calm down and to think about these things, sometimes the things that happen to us, even the things that are said by non-Christians that are scolding us, if we allow ourselves to think about it, many times God has allowed that to happen to us.
这叫做上进,而是不看,不往下看,
and this is moving upward and not to look down.
无论人家对你怎么样, 是攻击你,论断你,诽谤你,逼迫你,都看到是上帝给我们一个
No matter how others treat you, whether they scold you, they attack you, they criticize you, or they blame you, let us think about it, and that might be a blessing in disguise. Only when we are willing to walk that way, to act that way, then we have a possibility of perfection.
美国有一个历史学家, 叫 Charles Bell 的, 这个历史学家有一个,
Charles Bell, American historian,
他把人类的历史啊, 浓缩成四句话,
he condensed human history into four sentences.
如果我记得不错, 他是说, 第一句话, 人类的历史的教训, 第一句话什么呢?
And if I can remember that correctly, the first sentence,
他说, 上帝要毁灭一个人, 上帝先叫他发疯。
And that is, if God wants to destroy a person, God first make him go haywire.
你看一个人到了快发疯的地步,就是上帝要毁灭他。
Now if a person is crazy, if he's crazy, if he's frustrated, then we know that God wants to destroy him.
以为是圣经的话,不是,这是Dr. Bell,他说历史学家讲, 神要毁灭一个人,神先叫他发疯,怎么发疯呢? 迷信自己的权利。
Some people think that this has come from the Bible, or actually has come from Charles Bell, and that is, if God wants to destroy a person, God first make him crazy, that he believes only in himself.
第二句话他说, 上帝的模子, grindstone, 上帝的模子, 磨得很慢, 却磨得很细, 很细。
And that is, God's grindstone is moving very slowly, yet it is very fine.
我们讲慢工出细货, 有没有? 有这句话?
Many times we say that the slow workers come out with better products, finer products.
上帝要磨你,磨得很慢,但是磨得很细, 有人就说为什么报应没到了，
因为时间没到，
总会到，他慢慢来，但是磨得很细，一点都不放过。
God is like a very slow grinding stone. He grinds it very slowly, yet it is very fine. And therefore, if a punishment or something hasn't come, or has, it will come, but it will come slowly and very fine.
第三句话说，蜜蜂啊，盗取那花粉，蜜蜂不是偷那个就是花粉吗？蜜蜂去盗取那个花粉，却对那个花种带来繁殖，哎，花种就繁殖起来了。
Thirdly, the honeybees moving about the flowers and bring the flower pollen, and yet it's actually bringing the multiplication of the flowers.
这就是万事互相效力。你看他盗取花粉，结果替花做事，替花就在繁殖，这是很奇妙啊。
Therefore, on one hand, the bees are taking or eating the pollens, but on the other hand, it's really doing the work for the flowers in order to create multiplications.
第四句话是说，只有在夜最深沉的时候，星光最亮。
And the fourth is when the night is late, and then the stars are the brightest.
一个受苦最多的人，见证也最多。
A person who has suffered the most, he brings about and he brings out more testimonies.
这四句话是把浓缩，把人类的历史教训浓缩起来。我想对一个走向完全的基督徒是个很好的一个参考的资料。
Charles Bell has summarized human history in these four sentences, and I believe this is for us Christians wanting to move forward into perfection in Christ. These are the best words we have.
当然我们今天得到这个信息之后，我们能够对主耶稣有个答复。
Today, as we have received this message, may we be able to bring about a response to God.
因为主说，你们要完全，像天父一样的完全。
For Christ, our Lord has said to us, you need to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is.
我们基督徒可以说，主啊，我愿意完全，我也能够完全，因为你是完全的。
Let all us Christians respond this way, and that is, Lord, I'm willing to be perfect, and I know that I'm able to be perfect because you are.
我愿你不断地在我心里面运行，使我一天一天更靠近那个完全。
And I pray that I will continue to move about in me to do the work in my heart so that daily I will be getting closer to perfection.
我们祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
完全的主，我们感谢你赐给我们一条命令，要我们像天父一样的完全。虽然我们靠自己永远不可能做到完全，但是我们感谢你，你今天在我们里面，你告诉我们说，我们今天立志行事都有神在我们心中运行，为要成全神的美意。有你在我们里面，我们还怕什么？有你在我们里面动工，我们就有可能一天天更完全。求主恩待你自己的儿女，你不要问我们愿意不愿意，你就是动手动工，在我们心中撤毁一切拦阻走向完全的东西，而让我们这个人一天天在你的手中更成为有用，使我们灵里面更柔软，更能够承受恩典。我们谢谢你，听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。